This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. Well, they trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Give my listeners a little bit about statement of what Strikeforce Technology is all about. How do you guys make your money?
Well, clearly we build software that prevents identity theft, and these days it's actually cybersecurity solutions. And that's all we do is write the software, we design it ourselves, we publish it ourselves, and we support it ourselves, and we're doing very well.
You know, discuss, if you would, to my listeners, the revenue deals in the second half and where Strikeforce is relating to these deals.
I'm glad you asked that, because I get asked that about 6 times a day, and I'm tired of answering it, so hopefully everybody will hear this. We had talked at the beginning of the year that we would have a great end of year and this should be our best year. We still believe that. We have many, many deals in play now. They are definitely mostly channel deals, but there are some large companies and they are in process of being done. Most of them are contracted. We discussed today in many days exactly how's it going. We expect to have sales closed and potentially announced before the end of the year. And we do believe we will have revenues that will be very strong before the end of the year. They are many deals in place. I can't discuss what they are and who they are because of their size, but they will definitely make a big difference for us as we plan them all along. It's just, of course, like everything else, they take longer because they're large companies and they have to be very careful on what they implement. But this is a very big deal. And actually, in terms of the end of the year, by the way, we also are now publishing Push Authentication, which is now one of our biggest solutions going forward, part of our Protect ID network, is definitely starting to be offered as a testing capability. It's being tested by 3 of our key clients right now, and we should have it up in production in less than 2 months, which would be a fantastic deal. And I'm sure you've noticed articles by Google and RSA that have been in the papers where Google is actually dropping SMS deals and doing everything towards push, where RSA is dropping their tokens or requiring everyone to move towards push. So everyone is starting to move towards it. We have it. We will, through push, we can actually do, you know, fingerprint and OTP and many methods that are all patented by us.
You know, what amazes me is that you guys are in the right place at the right time. And more importantly, you have the right technology. You know, your stock is just a little bit north of 1 cent and your market cap is like $28.5 million. It seems like you guys are very, very undervalued.
Well, that's definitely our case. But I think by the end of this year, with the revenues we will be showing and the deals that are getting done, and now with push technology being written up as such a key item that we are providing as well and had the wherewithal to patent them years ago, I think it'll start showing up and we'll start making that major difference. So I agree with you, and hopefully we don't get undervalued at that point.
Well, you know, I was looking at one of your press releases. Maybe you can bring me up to date and also my listeners about your keystroke encryption technology. I think it's your product, Guarded ID Verification 4. Where are you at on that?
That's actually done, and we're in final testing of it. And that's what that does is that provides keystroke encryption for all of the methods out there for browsing. And it works in every one of them, including the Mac and the PC, and that's just about going out the door. And that works even with all the new browsers as well. So that would be very strong, very excellent, and a very good product that almost never fails.
My guest today is Mark Kay. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. Like I said earlier, they're in the right space at the right time, and they have great technology. If you're interested in looking up their company, their ticker symbol is S F O-R. I want to change gears here just for a second, Mark. Last time you were on the show, we talked about some lawsuits. So where's Strikeforce in terms of the 7 lawsuits right now and supporting 3 patents that have started about 6 months ago?
Yeah, and that's actually got us busier than ever. supporting 7 patents is nothing easy, and everyone knows the names of the companies at this point, and they're all out there. And it's the big companies like Vasco and others, Entrust and SecureAuth, and many of the big guys out there. And they're actually, we're in 4 different courts right now, Virginia, New Jersey, Massachusetts, California, and we're using 2 different law firms. So they're really very, very active. We really can't discuss anything on the processes of these lawsuits, other than they are all very active. We're all in discussions. We're doing work in every single one of them at this point. And all we can ask people is stay tuned. Things will get done. They don't have to get done quickly, but they might. And they're definitely taking a lot of our time, which is good. And, of course, we're working with 2 different law firms. As everybody knows, Ropes and Gray and Blank Rome. And they are both excellent law firms, so we couldn't be in better hands. So, really, that they're extremely busy, and there are many other companies that we're foreseeing we would go after, but we want to complete these first.
You know, recently you guys haven't been releasing any press releases since the middle of April. Perhaps maybe that's one of the reasons why we're doing this interview. Can you bring us up to speed? Why is that?
Right, and by the way, that's a great question. That one I only get asked 10 times a day. that we're so quiet, we don't talk. Well, because, you know what, the most press releases are put out by companies really don't say much of anything, and I refuse just to put out fluff. When we put out a press release, it's going to be hitting hard and being specific. You will definitely see a press release on We Will Announce Push as that gets out the door, and we'll definitely see a lot of press releases towards the end of the year, not much sooner, when these major deals get done. Because, again, until they get done, we don't want to talk about them. First of all, we can't, and second of all, we won't, because, you know, any deal that's not done, you don't get money in the bank, may not get done. And then you look like a fool when you discuss it in a press release. So that is one of the reasons why we did the interview, to let everybody know that everything is still on target and moving very, very well, actually. And we're very excited about our opportunity going forward. And we appreciate everybody hanging in there and keeping us going. And with all that in mind, you know, we're hoping for a decent stock price, definitely by the end of the year, as these sales start showing up.
Well, that kind of brings me to my next question. You know, speaking about your stock price, if I'm a new listener and I'm listening to this interview, why should I go out and purchase Strikeforce Technology, ticker symbol SFOR?
Well, first of all, yes, we are on the pink sheets right now, but definitely we will be looking to uptick ourselves to the QB once we get some of this news out there and we show some strength, so people will start buying our stock. We anticipate improving, you know, the market we're in as well, and we definitely see more people buying us at that point. So definitely, we think we'll be very strong. We're hanging in there over a penny, which is amazing, since last year we were at 0.003 most of the year. So we've actually really improved, and now that we're seeing where we are and about to get this year done, I think we're going to blow through the numbers we're at.
Mark Kay is my guest today. He is the CEO of Strikeforce Technologies. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol SFOR. In closing, Mark, is there anything that you would like to get out to my listeners that maybe you and I didn't touch upon?
No, I think we hit a lot of the new points that are definitely in front of us today. We're definitely, you know, getting these areas done. Push is the major new product. We are putting that out there. That is new. We will be putting out a PR on this. And I'm not saying what day, but we will get it out within 2 months. That's for sure. And we definitely see these sales coming through the end of the year, but I just can't talk about them until they're done. The patents, we're definitely going after them, and they will be when they will be. And nothing else I can say about those, but we're starting to show some great progress and definitely looking at some great products going forward. So I appreciate it, and I hope everybody just hangs in there, because I think it'll be worth
there a while.
Well, Mark, you said a lot. You said it all. I think you brought us up to speed. I want to thank you for coming back on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate the opportunity.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.